Divine Office. Thursday, Evening Prayer. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
God, Father, praise and glory, your children come to sing. Goodwill and peace to mankind, the gifts your kingdom brings.
O most holy Trinity, undivided unity, Holy God, mighty God, God immortal be adored.
And you, Lord, co-eternal, God's sole begotten Son. O Jesus, King anointed, you have redemption won.
O most holy Trinity, undivided unity, Holy God, mighty God, God immortal be adored.
O Holy Ghost, Creator, the gift of God most high, life, love, and holy wisdom, our weakness now supply.
O most holy Trinity, undivided unity, Holy God, mighty God, God immortal be adored.
The Lord is my stronghold and my Savior. Alleluia.
The Lord is my stronghold and my Savior. Alleluia.
Blessed be the Lord, my rock, who trains my arms for battle, who prepares my hands for war. He is my love, my fortress. He is my stronghold, my Savior, my shield, my place of refuge. He brings peoples under my rule. Lord, what is man that you care for him, mortal man that you keep him in mind, man who is merely a breath, whose life fades like a passing shadow? Lower your heavens and come down, touch the mountains, wreathe them in smoke, flash your lightnings, rout the foe, shoot your arrows and put them to flight. Reach down from heaven and save me. Draw me out from the mighty waters, from the hands of alien foes whose mouths are filled with lies, whose hands are raised in perjury. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord is my stronghold and my Savior. Alleluia.
Thanks be to God, who has given us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Alleluia.
Thanks be to God, who has given us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Alleluia.
To you, O God, I will sing a new song. I will play on the 10-stringed harp. To you who give kings their victory, who set David, your servant, free. You set him free from the evil sword. You rescued him from alien foes whose mouths were filled with lies, whose hands were raised in perjury. Let our sons then flourish like saplings, grown tall and strong from their youth. Our daughters graceful as columns, adorned as though for a palace. Let our barns be filled to overflowing with crops of every kind. Our sheep increasing by thousands, myriads of sheep in our fields, our cattle heavy with young. No ruined wall, no exile, no sound of weeping in our streets. Happy the people with such blessings. Happy the people whose God is the Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord, God of strength, you gave your Son victory over death. Direct your church's fight against evil in this world. Clothe us with the weapons of light and unite us under the one banner of love, that we may receive our eternal reward after the battle of earthly life.
Thanks be to God, who has given us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Alleluia.
Christ, yesterday and today, he is the same forever. Alleluia.
Christ, yesterday and today, he is the same forever. Alleluia.
We praise you, the Lord God Almighty, who is and who was. You have assumed your great power. You have begun your reign.
The nations have raged in anger, but then came the day of your wrath, and the moment to judge the dead. The time to reward your servants, the prophets, and the holy ones who revere you, the great and small alike.
Now have salvation and power come, the reign of our God and the authority of his anointed one. For the accuser of our brothers is cast out, who night and day accused them before God.
They defeated him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Love for life did not deter them from death. So rejoice, you heavens, and you that dwell therein.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Christ, yesterday and today, he is the same forever. Alleluia.
A reading from the first letter of Peter. The reason why Christ died for sins once for all, the just man for the sake of the unjust, was that he might lead you to God. He was put to death insofar as fleshly existence goes, but he was given life in the realm of the Spirit. He went to heaven and is at God's right hand, with angelic rulers and powers subjected to him. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The disciples rejoiced. Alleluia, alleluia.
The disciples rejoiced. Alleluia, alleluia.
When they saw the risen Lord.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
The disciples rejoiced. Alleluia, alleluia.
I am the shepherd of my sheep. I have come that they may have life and have it more abundantly. Alleluia.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. for he has looked with favour on his lowly servant.
From this day, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name.
He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation.
He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit.
He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly.
He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty.
He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children for ever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I am the shepherd of my sheep. I have come that they may have life and have it more abundantly. Alleluia. Let us pray. The Father has established in Christ the foundation of all our hope and the principle of our resurrection. Let us rejoice in Christ and cry out to him, saying, King of glory, hear our prayer. Lord Jesus, through your resurrection, you entered the sanctuary of heaven to offer the blood of your own sacrifice.
Lead us with you into the glory of the Father.
King of glory, hear our prayer. Through your resurrection, you confirmed the faith of your disciples and sent them out into the world.
Make all bishops and priests faithful preachers of the gospel.
King of glory, hear our prayer. Through your resurrection, you became our peace and reconciliation.
Unite the baptized in perfect communion of faith and love.
King of glory, hear our prayer. Through your resurrection, the crippled man was healed at the gate of the temple.
Look on the sick and reveal in them the power of your glory.
King of glory, hear our prayer. You became the firstborn from the dead, the first fruits of the resurrection.
Grant to the dead who hoped in you a share in your glory.
King of glory, hear our prayer. And now, in hopes of our own resurrection, we offer the intentions of our own hearts. Lord, hear our prayer.
King of glory, hear our prayer. Now let us pray as Christ the Lord has taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, who restore human nature to yet greater dignity than at its beginnings, look upon the amazing mystery of your loving kindness, and in those you have chosen to make new, through the wonder of rebirth, may you preserve the gifts of your enduring grace and blessing through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us,
protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Amen.